Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, you have arrived to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on Power Talk 1210 KEVT. I am your host, Matt Russell, broadcasting live from one of the most outstanding places to enjoy some wonderful cuisine and great cocktails and a great local craft beer. And do it today, fellow foodies, al fresco. We are broadcasting now live from the patio of Knox Kitchen and Cocktails on the southeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Having a great time, and as I look around the patio today, it's like celebrity day. Sitting over here watching the U of A, hopefully taking apart the Sun Devils of ASU, the general manager of KVOA, he is here. Bill Shaw is sitting up at the bar. The market vice president for Cox Communications, Lisa Lavallo, is sitting over here. We actually just welcomed in the honorary consul for the Republic of Macedonia himself, the Honorable Jason Miko, is in the house. We are just tearing it up here at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails, so come on over here, shake a hand with a celebrity and sit down and have a cocktail and enjoy the most delicious hour on radio. And as we're talking about celebrities, we like to scan the landscape each and every Saturday to find out who's going to be the best celebrity co-host of the week. And we haven't had her on the show for a while, and she is up to all kinds of goodness across the community, and you're going to hear her talk all about it. She runs a great PR firm called Storyteller Public Relations. My good friend Laura Reese is in the house. Laura!
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
I mean, we couldn't do this show without you, because we're coming up on a big day on your calendar.
We are 2 weeks from today, the inaugural first ever Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. I'm really excited about it.
Tucson Craft Beer Crawl.
Yes.
Now, is crawl the operative word, Laura Reese? Talk to us about what that means.
So, we don't actually encourage people crawling on their hands and knees. You actually can walk from place to place, but needless to be said. You buy your one ticket, you buy it online at Tucson Craft Beer Crawl.com. That gets you a wristband and a 5-ounce tasting glass, and you can go to 7 different downtown bars. They're all walking distance from each other, and we're going to have 15 different Arizona brewers that will be stationed at the various venues, that you can go and sample your beer and just kind of check out a great day in downtown Tucson.
Okay, so this sounds a little different than sort of the conventional beer tasting events that populate in Tucson, which we all love, of course.
Right.
But the idea behind this crawl is you partner with these great brewers, you partner with these great venues, and you basically give your guests a map, the tasting glass, and have them walk around downtown.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of events that really have a strong sense of place. Like, you wouldn't be able to recreate them in another city. They really feel like that individual city that you're in. And so what I love about this is that in addition to tasting awesome Arizona brewed beer, you get to explore downtown Tucson. You get to absorb the streets and take in the architecture and walk around with your friends and really take in the different 7 very, very different designed and different aesthetic bars, and you really get a flavor of downtown Tucson, which is a little bit different than some of the other beer festivals in town.
I love it. And the fact that there has been this energizing dynamic around craft brewing here in Southern Arizona, you really have partnered with some of the best that are actually going to be offering their beers to your guests at the crawl. Who are some of the brewers that are lined up to participate in this event?
Absolutely. From Tucson, we've got 1055, Borderlands, Pueblo Vita, Dragoon, Thunder Canyon, Barrio Brewing, and Iron John. From Bisbee, we've got Old Bisbee and Beast Brewing. And then from Phoenix, we've got Santan, Grand Canyon, Sonoran, Huss, Oso, and Four Peaks.
Wow, so
really
you're firing on all cylinders here. Some great beers here. Now, you mentioned Barrio Brewing Company.
I did.
And let me just give our listeners a little bit of a tease. In just a few minutes, we're going to be having my good friend Dennis Arnold on. He is the proprietor in chief of the Barrio Brewing Company. And in fact, here's a little bit of interesting trivia for you.
Okay.
Barrio Brewing Company is the oldest craft brewer, not just in Southern Arizona, Laura Reese, but the entire state of Arizona.
And it's right here in Tucson.
And it's right here. How lucky are
we
to have Dennis Arnold in the house?
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to him.
So now, people show up, they buy their tickets in advance, certainly, because this is darn going to be a sellout.
Yes.
So talk to to our listeners about exactly how they can get their tickets for the event, and then we'll talk about how it all works.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can go to we're offering quite a good incentive to doing it early online. It's $38 online. It'll be $45 at the door the day of. So definitely encourage you to go to TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com and buy your tickets online. Again, that gets you the wristband, that gets you the sample glass, and then you will register and pick up all these things the day of the event. You can start at 11:45 at Connect Co-working, which is right in the middle of five of the different venues that are participating. And you can get started from there and map your own crawl. We're going to have a map that shows you which venues are participating and then also which beers you can get at those venues so that you can really map out your crawl and figure out how you want to attack the event.
So you would suggest then that a strategy might be helpful.
Yes, a little forethought would be helpful.
Because, you know, and for me, you know, enjoying a beer sometimes is a spontaneous thing. So I guess I should have a plan of action because it's only a 4-hour event,
well,
correct?
You know, I leave that to the crawler. You know, if you are a little bit more laid back and you just kind of want to meander around downtown, go for it. This is definitely your event. If you are a serious craft beer lover and you really want to make sure that you have the time to check out the awesome beers that you want to check out, then maybe a little bit of planning would be helpful.
That's great. So let's make sure that everybody has it on their calendar. Again, exactly when is this event going to be?
February 21st. It's 2 weeks from today. It's noon to 4. So it's all afternoon in downtown Tucson.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com. All the information. Now, you actually have a partnership with a nonprofit.
I do.
And you're going to be helping to support their programs in the community as well. I love that. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. A portion of the proceeds goes to Watershed Management Group. They are an awesome nonprofit here in Tucson, and they create a lot of community-based projects that really help with water conservation here in Tucson. A huge part of this event is really, this event is all about community for me. It's the community of downtown. It's the community of Arizona Brewers, and we cannot grow our brewing community without growing our water supply here in Tucson. So being able to support a nonprofit that helps us conserve water in Tucson is a huge priority of mine.
Excellent. Now, we talked a little bit about the brewers that are going to be involved. Talk a little bit about some of the venues themselves where people kind of walk and stroll around downtown Tucson.
Yep, we've got Hotel Congress on board, and we're going to be specifically in the club part of the hotel. So the brewers will be set up behind the bar. There's going to be music. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got the patio and the upstairs part of Playground. They've booked a live band, so that's going to be a blast. We've got Thunder Canyon Brewery. We've got brand new Pueblo Vita that just opened up a few months ago in downtown Tucson.
Great.
Borderlands, Tap and Bottle, and I say Thunder Canyon. Oh, and R Bar as well will be involved.
Oh, great. So, you know, I've heard a lot about the R Bar. I've never been, but this will be my first time giving it a try.
Yeah.
So noon to 4, I'll be there at 8:30. Because I don't like to be second in line. I like to be first everywhere
Perfect.
I go. So I'm going to have my would you put the wristband on me? Will you affix that on me at 8:30 in the morning?
I will. No one will serve you till noon, but you're more than welcome to get your wristband at 8:30.
We also should give a special thanks out to our good friend Brian Metzger over at Metzger Family Restaurants. In fact, he is doing something fun on the same day at Gio Taco on the corner of 4th and Congress, starting at 4 o'clock. Anybody that comes into Gio Taco after the crawl that has a wristband on, he's going to give you 20% off the entire menu for the rest of the night. 20%
awesome.
Off drinks, 20% if you want more beer, 20% off the beer, off the food, off the menu. So we just love Brian's sort of community citizenship here and everything that he does. So I understand as well, Laura, that there's going to be some rare beers, maybe some even new releases that you're expecting to be tapped into at this event.
Yeah, this is the end cap event for Arizona Beer Week, and so a lot of the brewers are super excited to be able to sample some of their new beers that they're brewing for the week at the event. I know that Borderlands is doing a collaboration with Grand Canyon Brewing. Actually, this is the first time in over 3 years that Grand Canyon has done any new beers, let alone a collaboration. And they're doing a Scotchy Scotch Scotch Ale. That's the name of that.
A Scotchy Scotch Scotch Ale.
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with the movie Anchorman, but it's a... It's a quote from Anchorman. It's pretty awesome. They're both going to be sampling that. And then Borderlands is also re-releasing, by popular demand, a new horchata cream ale that they'll be sampling. Dragoon is brewing a double red IPA that last year they brewed just especially for Arizona Beer Week. They're doing it again this year, and they're going to be sampling that also at the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. Old Bisbee, a couple weeks ago, just released their new Holy Grail Indigenous IPA, which actually uses a wild hops picked from an area close to Bisbee that they claim is the ideal hops for this IPA. So they're going to be serving that at the festival. 1055 just did a collaboration with Augustine Kitchen, Chef Ryan Clark over there. They harvested a they harvested a fruit from the courtyard of the Mercado, and so they're doing an AK Saison.
Seriously, yeah. Some spectacular suds.
Super local,
going to be, I mean, this is just hyper-local, super local, uber local, all on February the 21st, beginning at noon, ending at 4 o'clock, the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl.
You got
Go
it.
On to the website, TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com. Get your tickets now. Get ready to suit up for a great day in downtown Tucson. Anyway, we're talking with Laura Reese from Storyteller Public Relations and the producer of the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. She's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And then when we come back, the man himself, I want to call him the dean of Arizona Brewers is in the house. Dennis Arnold from Barrio Brewing Company has just sat down. And folks, you don't want to miss 1 minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking. Great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. Live from Knox Kitchen and Cocktails on the southeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Having a great broadcast. Al Fresco just soaking up the sun's rays and doing it over a great local craft beer with my celebrity co-host from Storyteller Public Relations and the executive producer of the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl, Laura Reese. Always fun having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a blast.
So February 21st from noon to 4, the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl, and you cannot do a beer event in Arizona without having our next guest deep at the heart of the experience. He is my good friend. Dennis Arnold is back in the house.
Thank you so much for having me.
And
listen to the applause. Just
and thank you for Knox for hosting this. You just can't get closer to the Santa Catalina Mountains.
Gorgeous. So
on
pretty.
A day like today, we should be broadcasting this to Chicago.
Well, I am sitting here enjoying, and what a lovely coincidence, because we're talking about the craft beer crawl, and I crawled myself over to the bar, and I got this Barrio Hefeweizen. This is a gorgeous glass of beer.
Yes.
I thought about it simply because this is almost like a spring day, and Hefeweizen's come along when the weather does as well. So I thought it was appropriate to be tipping back a little bit of the banana and clove esters coming through.
Oh, man, are they ever. I just love the attitude that this beer represents, especially on a day like this. So you are going to be participating, check please, in the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. How do you even get your head around this kind of an event when you're going to have hundreds of people dancing around the streets of downtown Tucson? How do you begin to prepare for this event?
It goes back as a native Tucsonan. I remember downtown Tucson and its redevelopment. It had the gestation of an element. Or an elephant, I should say. But right now, it has all three stages is separated, and it is in orbit. To walk downtown Tucson right now is the most exciting place in Arizona.
Isn't that fun?
It is. It is beyond anything I ever thought.
Yeah, I mean, when I first moved to Tucson in 1978, I remember the headline in the paper, Downtown Revitalization, it's happening, it's real. And then we had to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, we knocked down the barrio, and we had Boston, you know, the band, not the city, come visit, and it didn't work out so well. So a couple decades goes by. We move slow here in the Old Pueblo, but if you've not taken the time to get out and walk downtown Tucson, do it today, do it tomorrow. It is an amazing experience.
A lot of people are going to be doing it on February the 21st, and when you're thinking about what kind of beers you want to showcase to this kind of a crowd at this kind of a crawl, of, and you have, what, 15 beers now on tap?
Oh, there's a bunch.
So many.
How do you decide what to do?
There's a bunch, but I've got to bring a strong one because I plan on being there, but it's also my 28th wedding anniversary, so.
Oh.
I've got to go, honey. It's, you know, here, drink this.
That's awesome.
So you know, wherever we go, we love to see the blonde on tap. Yeah. The iconic Barrio Blonde, and from what I understand, it is the longest continuously brewed beer in the state of Arizona. You got a lot of firsts and onlys as part of your story at Barrio.
Well, I thank you for that. A Tucson Blonde. We were talking about this the other day. It's so hard to have a beer around for that long. The one that we had not, I don't want to say replaced, but the one that was in its longest time on this planet was A1 Pilsner. And people right. still today go like, I don't quite remember. You know, it was back in the 60s. And I don't know why the blonde stuck. You know, 9 out of 10 beers have got to start on that end of the scale. To try to do that, there was a brewer, I don't recall his name, and he had made the comment that it's the toughest beer to brew on the planet because it's like going to a party naked. Your flaws will be noted.
Well, I mean, especially in the world of beer that we are in now, where there's so many cool trends and there's so many new flavor palettes that come into play, and like to create a timeless beer that still tastes so good, even amidst all of the new styles and flavors that come into vogue, like it's pretty cool.
When you were talking about your crawl and how you would go about figuring out where you're going to go from point A to point B, there's two different things you can think about. One is the geography. Like, I'm going to start here and my path of least resistance is to go into a circle. Well, the other way would be to take a look at the beers and think about the path that your palate has to take.
Totally. Yes. I love that.
And so you're not going to be going like, I'm going to start with this like triple IPA.
Totally.
And then I'm going to end up
unless
with
you're
this.
Jason Miko.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Read. I was reading the other day, a guy by the name of Vinny Trizo from Russian River is noted as the guy who first brewed a double IPA. And he said he did it because that many hops would hide all flaws. So, but it's also a palate killer, you know. Yeah. So you have beers called palate wreckers, palate killers, palate, you know, like neutron bomb stuff. But so if you think about how you're going to do this, think about your palate before you think about your feet.
That's a great point.
Yeah, beautiful strategy. Anyway, we're up against another commercial break, but there's still one more question that I need to ask you. So hang out with us. Don't go away. We're going to be asking Dennis about a beer that he's sort of changed up at Barrio, and we're going to get sort of an understanding of the chemistry behind what they call nitrogenation, if I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, you don't want to miss a bit of this delicious conversation. Again, another quick commercial break, thanking a couple of sponsors, and we're going to be returning to our alfresco broadcast at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails right on the other side of this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
On the Menu Live, this is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails, southeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, enjoying a lovely, delicious alfresco broadcast against the backdrop of the gorgeous Santa Catalina Mountains and against the backdrop of my wonderful celebrity co-host here from Storyteller Public Relations and the producer of the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl, enjoying a Hefeweizen enthusiasm. Laura Reese is back with us. And we're back here with Dennis Arnold of Barrio Brewing Company talking about how he's getting ready for the crawl on February the 21st. Yeah. But there's one question I wanted to ask you about the Mocha Java Stout. My good friend Mike Sump is here with his family. He always buys this stuff by the keg. And you've actually have kind of tweaked the Mocha Java Stout up at Barrio. And I want you to kind of talk to us about what this whole nitro idea is all about.
Nitrogenation is a very difficult thing to attain, I guess, in a beer. All beers carbonated, nitrogenated stout isn't. Nitrogen is forced into it at a very high pressure, and then just before serving, it's rumbled out, and that's what gives you that big, creamy head on top. It's difficult to do for the simple reason that all brewery equipment is designed to protect itself from overpressurization.
Right.
So you have to, like, take the safeties off. You know, think about, like, Hunt for Red October and how the torpedo came back around and took the Russian sub out. It's kind of that way, but we were fortunate enough to come across some equipment that can take high pressurization for that. And what came out at the end after about 8 or 9 different little trials has been something pretty fascinating.
I love it. And just aesthetically, it's a gorgeous pour, too, because what's the word? It has this cascade, this...
An upside down where you see the head rise from the bottom and then build this beautiful piece of whipped cream on top.
Oh, my gosh. So cool. It's artistry. Manifest at Barrio Brewing Company. Any of our listeners that don't know where Barrio is, remind us, Dennis.
It's just off of downtown at 16th and Toole. When people called us originally, said, how do we get there? And I said, a smartphone. It's almost impossible to describe.
Yeah.
And you're never going to drive by, but once you find it, I think you'll come back.
And take our words of advice here. Make sure you are sitting at the bar at Barrio when the railroad tracks start firing up and the train goes by, because you're in for a treat. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, from Barrio Brewing Company, Dennis Arnold, always great to see you, brother. Look forward to seeing you on February 21st, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
So here we are back at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails. Our next guest is making his way over to the broadcast booth, but not before showing up with a couple of cocktails. Now, I guess when the word cocktails is in the name of your restaurant, you better do them, and you better do them big. And if anybody in this community knows more than our next guest about cocktails, I haven't met him. He's the general manager from Knox Kitchen and Cocktails, my good friend James Dietrich.
First, I'd like to thank you for having us on your show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys always make us feel so welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so honored to be here. And I guess that it's not just the radio guys that get that treatment. That's sort of the part of the spirit here at Knox.
That's the idea, yeah. Knox comes from Latin for night. So it was the idea that we wanted this to be a nightly kind of place where people come to hang out, very social, very easy to interact with our staff. You know, we keep it light. Keep it fun.
We're going to talk a little bit in the next segment when we begin our conversation about the cuisine, because I think it's a fascinating story that you're telling about the inspiration of Ernest Hemingway behind the setting and behind the cuisine. But let's talk a little bit about cocktails. Now, when we were out here last, I believe you were talking about a cocktail that features Japanese whiskey. And I had to scratch my head, and I wonder if this guy even knew what he was talking about. I mean, they don't make whiskey in Japan. He, James Dietrich, sort of opened my own world about what's happening over there on the Far East on the whiskey side. I learn something new every time I come here, but cocktails are always trending here at Knox. Give our listeners a sense of what you got going on the cocktail side.
On the cocktail side, we do craft cocktails, we do local draft beers, and high-end wine by the glass and the bottle. With our cocktail program, we wanted to do drinks that were approachable in the cocktail sense, that we could get them out quickly and yet still be that craft and elegant style of drink, just faster than most of the craft cocktail bars do it.
And that's difficult to do.
It is, yeah. It's hard to make a good drink fast. And we kind of pride ourselves on that.
Well, my good friend Roger Hathorn is sitting up at the bar, and if he didn't want to be here publicly, he is now. I've blown his cover with his lovely wife, Wendy. He's enjoying something out of a copper cup. The copper cup continues to be a popular item here at Knox. What is Roger drinking in that lovely vessel?
He is having a Moscow Mule. That's one of our cocktail specialties.
That's funny. I think that was his nickname in college, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. It's like, again, there's another coincidence here.
That's a great nickname.
Man, oh, man. What's in that cocktail?
That has our Sobieski Polish vodka, fresh pressed lime juice, and Gosling's ginger beer.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful cocktail.
So I love watching the cocktails being made here, too. Again, it's just one of the most fun atmospheres to see a cocktail come together. I mean, there's an energy here.
Yeah.
And you really get the sense that your people behind the bar really do love their work.
Oh, they love it. They're passionate about it. It's like watching an artist paint a picture, but with a cocktail.
Beautiful. Well, I'm staring down two gorgeous cocktails that you have lovingly put before us, and for that I am grateful. Hands off, Dennis Arnold. Hands off. We're talking cocktails now. Go drink your beer, Dennis.
So the two cocktails in front of you, we're going to put on the new drink menu. We're going to change it in about a week or two here.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, are we breaking news?
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Our advertisers like when we break news, James, so you know. So where do we start first? Because I see two fundamentally different drinks.
Let's start on the one in the martini glass.
Okay.
So we did
Beautiful color.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We did base the restaurant off the style of Ernest Hemingway in the sense that we like it to be, you know, a nightly kind of mixing place. So how could you have a restaurant based on Hemingway without a classic Hemingway martini?
Oh, very nice.
Which is that first one there. So that's it's white rum, fresh pressed lime juice, grapefruit juice, simple syrup, and a Luxardo Maraschino liqueur.
The liqueur. You got to bring that into the Hemingway to make it authentic.
It's just enough sweetness, just enough tartness, and I have to admit, I tend to only drink daiquiris with the lime juice, but that grapefruit juice just really adds
something special.
Yeah.
Good color.
Now, Laura is a rum sophisticate. I mean, she knows
or
her rums.
Or wannabe, at least.
Yeah. This is just gorgeous, so I'm going
in. Oh, yum. What was the rum that you used in that?
That's Matuslam.
Oh, so good.
It's a white rum. It's Puerto Rican.
Wow.
It's delicious.
You've nailed it with your observation. We say in the world of cocktails, it's all about balance. Mm-hmm. You're balancing a number of flavors in here, but it's almost creating this new flavor that's coming together with an integration of them all. And I think that maraschino liqueur, that's just that little kiss at the
end.
It's
not overpowering. It's
not
just
overpowering.
A highlight. Yeah,
it's just absolutely beautiful. Well, we are up against a commercial break, but stay with us, James. We're going to try another cocktail that you brought out for us to enjoy. If we don't throw it down during the commercial break, it's going to take some remarkable restraint to look at this cocktail and just looking at it lovingly and hoping that it just sort of stays where it is. I get Dennis, hands off the cocktail, Dennis Arnold. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank a couple more sponsors. Coming back with James Dietrich at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails on the southeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from the beautiful surroundings of Knox Kitchen and Cocktails, southeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. People keep coming through, wondering what in the world is going on over here. But yes, get yourself a cocktail. Everything will be just fine. All of the great smiles here across the patio. Here with Laura Reese from Storyteller Public Relations, talking about some great craft beer and a craft beer event, a crawl, as it were, happening on February 21st.
Yep, TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com. You can find out which venues, which brewers are being showcased, and get your tickets.
I love it. And remember, wristband number 00001 is reserved. For me.
It's all yours, Matt.
Okay, we're back here with the general manager himself. He's taken time out of his busy day to sit down with us and enjoy a couple of cocktails. My friend James Diedrich is back with us. Thanks for hosting this great party, man. We're having a blast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We had this great Hemingway, this homage to Ernest himself with these wonderful flavors, white rum, lime juice. You said there was
grapefruit
in here, some maraschino liqueur. Beautiful. Again, look at our Facebook page here at some point after the show. You're going to see some of these great photos of what we are drinking. And you know what, folks? You can be joining us for these cocktails if you come on over here and join us for the broadcast. You brought another cocktail out for us to try.
I did. I brought a second cocktail. That one was created by one of our bartenders, Courtney, who is a wonderful mixologist bartender.
Love Courtney.
Thank you.
She's just spectacular.
So this drink actually does not have a name yet, but it is going on the menu change in 2 weeks. Now this drink
Can we offer up some suggestions?
Yeah, let's do it. Let me describe it to you. Let's taste it and see what we come up with.
Okay, that's a good idea.
This one has mezcal, which is similar to tequila, except for they smoke the agave plant.
Right.
It has green chartreuse, hellfire bitters, a little bit of lime juice, and simple syrup. And it, if you can see it on top there, we garnish it with a little bit of worm salt, which has a wonderful flavor to it.
I love
it. And color.
Yeah,
I'm loving
beautiful.
That it's this really creamy green color, and then it has this bright red pop on the top with the spice, the
salt. Yeah, it's a neat drink.
Now, when you say worm salt, we're actually talking about salt that includes the toasted and crushed up bodies of the red Miguel worm in Oaxaca. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Cutting no corners here at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails. Okay, I'm going in. But it almost seems like a disservice to the cocktail to drink it because it's such a gorgeous cocktail. I mean, from an aesthetic perspective, here we go. Oh, yes. The smoke coming off of that mezcal. Again, the smoky spirit, the agave, green chartreuse, hellfire bitters.
Yes, sir.
All right, so the word fire has to be in the name of the cocktail. What are you pulling off of this libation, Laura?
Oh, that's really good. I think I need another sip, actually.
Hey, I got a whole bar back there. I'll keep them coming.
That is, I mean, it's served beautifully. And,
it's a cucumber garnish, too.
Cucumber garnish.
Oh, wow.
They don't mess around here at Knox. Mezcal, green chartreuse, hellfire bitters, lime, little simple syrup, garnished with a lovely dash of that worm salt, that gusano, the sal de gusano. How would you even? It's a blank canvas for you, Laura.
It's... A worm in hell? Fire worm? I don't know. Bad. I'm trying to think of something.
We're drinking
creative.
Worms in hell here at Knox. We didn't know we were going to do that at 4 o'clock, but that's where we've arrived. I absolutely love it. Yeah. So these are the kind of cocktails that we're talking about here
oh,
at Knox.
Delicious.
Constantly innovating, constantly reimagining what a great cocktail can be. And we just love the fact that you have brought this great cocktail program to the Foothills. You know, I'm a little selfish because I am a Foothills resident. So, we, you know, we love going great places across town for a great cocktail. We love our neighborhood, Knox. There's a hashtag in there somewhere. When opportunity knocks, come on over here. Stop
like
me
it.
Before I keep going. But anyway,
that was good.
Cocktails drive the conversation here at Knox, and my hat is off to you for keeping the conversation so vibrant this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
And then came the cuisine. We hear about
amazing.
Ernest Hemingway and this slight nod to him as a writer, as a hunter, as a world traveler. When you walk into Knox, you all of a sudden are taken into this Ernest Hemingway. I mean, I feel like I'm in his home library down in Florida. I mean, what is the idea for the setting of this place, and how does it ultimately influence the center of the plate?
Well, that's kind of the idea you were talking about. You know, you said it was like being in his house. Like, if you've been to the back of our restaurant, we have a lovely half-booth banquette, which overlooks a beautiful bookcase. There's some antiques in there. There's really old vintage books in there. If you've seen the walls, we want it to be inviting, yet approachable, and on the friendly neighborhood side. So we created the food kind of in the same direction, that we wanted it to be, family style, to where you should grab a couple laps and pass them around, get the night going. We want you to hang out, have a good time. Try a lot of different things, you know.
And there's so many different styles and textures and colors. And, I mean, I look at the plates that you bring out, and we're actually going to do a little tasting in here in a minute. Dennis, hands off the plates. Just have your beer and just, okay, you know, can you bring Dennis on another party? I'm kidding. But anyway, there's a symphony of color and of flavor and of texture here. And you get the sense that when your chef is preparing a meal, he or she might be sort of looking at it sort of at the first time in terms of intentionally creating something different.
Yeah, that's what we do. We build the food just like the cocktails, in the sense that, you know, you add an ingredient, you take out an ingredient until you find the perfect balance. For example, that dish in front of you is our crispy cauliflower. It's a soy marinade. It's served, it's flash fried, then it's finished in the oven. It's served with an herbed olive oil and a savory yogurt dipping sauce. So as you were saying, with the colors, you got the bright green, you have
right.
the, like, toasted of the cauliflower. I mean, it's that dish speaks to me, you know.
You've got the creamy sauce that goes, the white of the sauce
exactly.
next to it. I love
yeah.
the colors, yeah.
Let's give a shout-out to your chef. Who's kind of heading up the kitchen operation here at Knox?
Our head chef is Jesse Ahundada.
Jesse Ahundada.
Yeah.
Jesse rocks.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Another hashtag
good
for this broadcast. And again, and we're getting thumbs up from Roger Hathorn here. It's the cocktails, certainly, that are inspiring his thumbs to shoot for the sky. He's having some artichoke as well. So so we're going to try this cauliflower here in just a minute, but we do want to talk about a big event that's coming up here a week from today. Again, if you want to fall in love all over again with your sweetie, whomever that might be, this is such a great place to come, because my sense is, after looking at the menu,
yeah.
that this is a culinary experience that's going to ooze romance.
It is. We're pretty excited for Valentine's Day. So what we did with the menu is took half of our Knox favorites and put them on the Valentine's Day menu, and the other half we created items specifically for that day to make it extra special.
Oh, wow.
Which is the second dish in front of you there. We still have spots available, so please call and make your reservations now.
And what's the best number to call, or the best way to make those reservations? Telephone number or?
Yeah, you just call the restaurant or my direct line. But restaurant
will do
your
best. The restaurant.
That's 520-529-5849.
529-5849 uh-huh. To experience love in a delicious way
so,
here at Knox.
So would the direct line be for your date for Valentine's Day? Is that is that why you offered that number up?
My direct line is for the people that can't get in. I see what I could do.
I'm just kidding. As long as
we've gone there, you know, this is our show provides a public service to all of our listeners and to our guests. guests are you taking, James Dietrich? Is there a special someone in your life?
As a matter of fact, there is.
There is, because we were going to take calls, and we were going to see if someone wants to be swept away.
That was going
to
be the giveaway for today's show, right?
Dinner with James, another hashtag.
We can do that.
So you say here, Valentine's Day, a couple of seats left still. Mm-hmm. After this broadcast, you will be sold out. But you say that to love someone is to see a miracle invisible to others. Talk to us a little bit about that.
That was from our design. Pardon me.
No, that's okay. You know, and we've driven him to tears. You know, he's been so moved by the impact of that quote. But really, this is all about love. It's all about spirit, and it's all about romance. And if you take a look at the dishes on this menu, you kind of see, interestingly enough, that romance seems to be sort of the common thread that weaves its way through. I mean, it's a gorgeous menu.
Thank you. Yeah, the menu was designed by Kim Anderson, one of the owner's wives, as well as Madden Media, who does a lot of our publicity.
Oh, great, great.
So, you know, we wanted to include some poetry on there, something to kind of get them in the mood. And you guys can't see on the radio, but the menu is vibrant with a bright red rose. It's pink to purple. It's a beautiful menu for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. So we've got four starters, including the ahi tuna. Now, are we pronouncing that poke? I've heard of poke.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh,
right? Sort of a Hawaiian, Polynesian-inspired
dish. More romantic than Hawaii.
Exactly.
So. Yeah.
Crispy cauliflower, like we talked about, which we're going to dive into headfirst here in just a moment. Roasted street corn, spicy rock shrimp, again, one of my all-time favorite dishes here at the Knox menu. Some great soups and salads, some main courses. Of course, you can't do a menu, special occasion or not, without that Chilean sea bass. I mean, let's just call it out right here and now.
Knox favorite.
Best sea bass I've had.
And thank you so much.
And I do not throw those words around lightly.
Thank you.
What is it about that the preparation that makes that so, I mean, it just comes out so flaky, so buttery, so tender. How does that happen? How does that work? Is it the miso broth? Is that the sort of, do you marinate that?
It's a combination that the sea bass is marinated, and the chefs have, they're amazing with their timing, and they grill it to perfection. It bakes in the oven to where you get that nice, moist, flaky sea bass that just falls apart. It is garnished with a miso butter, which is where that flavor hits
that's
you.
The umami there.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Yes. Miso butter.
Yeah, that's a wonderful dish.
Does that come in a venti by any chance?
You can,
We can give it one a venti of miso butter, and no one will get hurt.
I just put it in my daily coffee all day.
So absolutely try the Chilean sea bass. Now, dessert, obviously a fundamental component of a Valentine's Day meal. Talk to us about your, you got some heavy hitters here, man.
We do. So we did our two favorites here at Knox. We have our flourless chocolate cake, which is served warm with whipped cream and berries. We also do our blondie, which is a white chocolate brownie with macadamia nuts, French vanilla ice cream, and a caramel sauce. And then what screams Valentine's Day like red velvet cake?
Perfect.
It's the perfect.
You're hitting
ending
like
to that.
The three, like the dessert trinity right there: chocolate, red velvet, and then the the
and
blondie.
A white chocolate brownie.
Yeah,
so
it's
a little
perfect.
Bit for everyone. The red velvet cake served with a cream cheese mousse and fresh raspberries. That one's it's
wonderful.
Amazing.
Okay, I think you're sold out. The phone is starting to ring. Again, 520-529-5849. Is that the number? 529-5849 to make reservations to enjoy this this wonderful Valentine's Day evening experience
and
at Knox.
I have to interject here. I think that clearly the food is outstanding, but for me personally, such a huge component of going out to eat is the hospitality. And I think just sitting here, the seats just, you feel like you're soaked, like you're just sinking into somebody's living room. Like, I just love how comfortable your space is here.
Thank you.
You look one way, you see the Catalinas, you look the other way, you see this beautifully designed restaurant. I love the ambiance here. I think that really adds to the effective Knox. I love it.
Totally.
Thank you so much.
And the patio, and just the patio itself. We remember, and you know, the space that was here before, Jasper. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of tables out here, and you know, we enjoyed coming here, for a drink or for a happy hour. You have fundamentally reimagined what a patio can
be. Absolutely. And we also do have a fireplace and heater, so on those chillier nights, we do still have a nice, cozy, warm patio. I think it's even nicer with the heat on you in that crisp night air. I mean, it's real nice.
Love it. I want to remind all of our listeners that James Dietrich is going to be giving away a gift certificate for Knox to experience Knox for yourself if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to our trivia question, which we're going to do here in just a few minutes. Again, we're going to be reading a trivia question, and if you're the first person to call in with the right answer, you're going to be a guest of James Dietrich and his amazing team here at Knox, so stick around for that. So, enough talk. It's time to eat.
Finally, but you never say it, well, Matt. Jeez.
So you've taken cauliflower.
Yes.
And let's just say cauliflower, you have to sort of think creatively about ways to make cauliflower inspirational. And you have done it beautifully here on this plate.
Thank you. Yeah, that dish is one of my favorite appetizers. The simplicity of it speaks for itself. I mean, it's so balanced with the soy marinade, the herb, and the yogurt. It changes people's minds what they think about cauliflower. Mm.
I
make believers every day.
With my food PR firm, Storyteller PR, I'm always on these lists of the new food trends for 2015, and everyone is talking about cauliflower.
Yeah.
It is like the vegetable for 2015, and you're the first Tucson restaurant I've seen really embrace it. It's awesome.
I think so. I can't remember another one. And to do it in a fun way, so it's fresh and innovative, but it's fun as well. Take something like cauliflower, dress it up, but not overly so. I mean, you're really only bringing in, you're not killing it with 19 million ingredients. I mean, you're really just making the cauliflower shine
delicious
through some of these sort of complementary spices and flavors that go with it.
Right.
Just beautiful. And that yogurt sauce is just that beautiful. Again, temperature, just as important as texture and flavor to me. I want colds and warms on the same bite.
Totally.
And that is what is happening with this cauliflower. This is on the menu for Valentine's Day.
That is.
If you want to see cauliflower done in a way that you have never imagined,
wow,
check it out here at Knox.
On the menu every day.
Day,
that cauliflower.
What's that like pesto on the side? What is that?
It's an herbed olive oil. It has rosemary, thyme, garlic, salt, pepper, olive oil, and I think I'm missing one more herb in there.
It's just, it balances the cauliflower so well.
I think it's a maraschino liqueur, actually. Now that you're mentioning it, I have to get my cocktail back.
Well, while you're trying our appetizer here, let's talk about this Valentine's Day course.
Okay,
here.
So what do we got going on here, James?
This is our New Zealand rack of lamb special on the Valentine's Day menu. It's going to be served with rosemary potatoes, roasted baby carrots, zucchini, and finish with a red wine veal demi-glaze.
Rack of lamb.
Yes, sir.
That is a romantic dish.
It is.
Because it presents so beautifully. Now, is this two servings on a plate, or is this what an authentic plate looks like?
That is the authentic plate.
Okay, so that we've got a pretty sizable serving of protein here.
That's great plate.
on this plate. So talk about lamb. There's so many different countries of origin, regions of origin. What is it about the New Zealand lamb, James Dietrich, that you that you say gives it the nod for Valentine's Day?
New Zealand, they've been doing lamb. They're the best at it. It's almost like Sauvignon Blanc. The best ones come from New Zealand. Everyone knows that the best lamb can be found in New Zealand.
Right on.
It's most often the most tenderest. There's not a lot of trimmings around it. It's a very meaty lamb that comes out of New Zealand.
Right.
Very good flavor.
And I think I'm glad you said that because, obviously the flavor is what drives the experience. I love New Zealand lamb because it's when we think about the flavor experiences under the banner of lamb, you can have super gamey and you can have sort of subtle gamey.
Mm-hmm.
This lamb here is sort of middle of the ground, so you're not getting this really overabundance of game.
Right.
You have a little suggestion of it, so you're eating lamb, but it's this wonderful combination of all these flavors on this dish that sort of work with the game instead of letting the dish be defined by the game.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great. That's a good description.
That's really good.
This is lamb,
Maurice. The barbecue sauce. What?
Oh, it's a red wine veal demi-glaze.
Oh, my gosh. It's a fancy barbecue sauce, and it's delicious.
A red wine veal demi-glaze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
They slow cook
so
the veal bones.
And
reduce it to make a sauce, add the red wine.
Are you slow cooking your bones here in-house?
They are, yeah.
These are house-smoked bones?
See, I'm such a fan of those details. Like, clearly, the meat itself has to be awesome, but when you go to that amount of effort for the demi-glaze that goes over it, to me that's what gets me.
And as we say, just on the cocktail side, the same is true on the cuisine side. You can cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
You can go buy you know, red wine veal demi-glaze.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you don't.
No, we make it.
You don't.
Make
you
it all
make
in-house.
It. Now,
yeah.
would it be a violation of protocol if I were to pick up the lamb by the bone?
Absolutely
now,
not.
My wife, Nancy, is here. She just walked in, and we might very well have to be your guests here on Valentine's Day. She lets me pick up my bone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. This is a family show. I think this is just as spectacular. So I'm going to take one more bite while you
Please
think
do.
About what would be a fun question
okay.
To ask our listeners. Again, we have a gift card for Knox Kitchen and Cocktails for the first person that calls in with the right answer to our trivia question. And James, what would be something fun to ask our listeners?
Oh, that's putting me on the spot here. Let me think. How about the first literature published by Ernest Hemingway?
Oh, what a great question. I hope you know the answer. The first literature or the first book? You'll be forgiving when the calls start.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did Ernest Hemingway publish first? What was his first published piece? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a gift certificate for Knox Kitchen and Cocktails. Stick around. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live with red wine veal demi-glace dripping down my chin at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails, southeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. I have fallen in love with James Dietrich. Has that happened to you all the time, James? Do people just spontaneously fall in love with you?
Sometimes.
Okay. I mean, my wife is wondering what in the world I'm drinking. No, it's okay. That's called humor, honey. That's what we do on the radio. It's humor. That's what makes our advertisers... Anyway, boy, there's all kinds of things being fired up here. Anyway, we got a trivia question and some callers who have called in. Again, the number is 750-7456, 750-7456. And again, the question is, what was Ernest Hemingway's first published piece? What was the very first piece that he published. Again, 750-7456 for a $75 gift card.
75 bucks.
That
at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails. Laura, you are not eligible. Put your
Dang
phone
it.
Down. Anyway, we're going to go to line one and see if Sean knows the answer to the question. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Outstanding. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear you're outstanding. So are we. We wish you were here, but we thank you for listening anyway. Anyway, what was Ernest Hemingway's first published piece?
I'm going to say, From Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, he says. James, what do you say?
I was going for the novel, the first published novel.
Oh, the first published novel. Oh, Sean.
Oh, good gracious.
Sean.
But the Bell, Sean. But the Bell Tolls was, I can tell you that it was... 14 years after the first novel that he wrote.
So you're 14 years behind. But Sean, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for so much for calling. That
Absolutely.
Opens up the line 750-7456 750-7456. What was the first published work of art? Well, we're saying published book, I guess. What we're saying.
Sure, right? Yeah. Let's go novel.
The first published novel from Ernest Hemingway for a $75 gift card at Knox Kitchen and Cocktails. Again, 750-7456. And while people are working their Wikipedias, you've got a couple of other things going on here at Knox that we need to talk about.
Yeah, we have a couple more specials to mention for you. Every U of A game, basketball, football, you name it, we run a $15 burger and beer special. That's a draft beer and a burger every time there's a U of A game on.
Wow.
Now, that's all day. That's not just during the game. We also offer two of our craft cocktails on there for $5 as well. And then Monday through Sunday, we have a rotating burger special. So that goes on every week. It changes every week. And we also run weekend specials Friday and Saturday every week.
Dude, there's always something going
always
on
Always something
here.
Going on here.
The
Knox.
Burger and the beer for $15.
Yeah, it's
that
a steal.
That is a deal.
Seriously. Yeah. Okay, so you're not making a whole lot of money on that deal. I mean, but it's not about making money.
It's about having a good time.
It's about having a good time.
Filling the seats.
Well, we got another caller who thinks that he knows the answer to the question. Again, 750-7456. Neil called that number, and Neil thinks he knows the answer. Hey, Neil, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Okay, James Dietrich so wants to treat you to Knox Kitchen and Cocktails. You got $75 on the line, man. What's the answer to the question?
The Sun Also Rises.
He says the sun also rises. James.
Ding, 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 ding.
Neil, you nailed it. Neil.
Woo!
Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello,
he's in shock.
He's in shock. Neil, you absolutely got it. The Sun Also Rises is the right answer. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Knox Kitchen and Cocktails.
I actually have been to Knox. It's one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh,
thank you so much.
One of his favorite restaurants. You still want to give it to him, James?
The braised short rib is to die for.
Oh, thank you.
He likes your short rib.
That is a good, that's slow cooked.
Well, Neil,
6-7 hours.
Way to go, dude. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Now, don't go away because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you.
That would be great.
Thanks so much. We have a Knox brand ambassador who just called
it.
In.
It's wonderful.
I think that's fantastic. So he's in for a treat. $75 here at Knox. I mean, you'll be able to sort of taste a spectrum of flavors for $75.
Yeah, man, we wanted to offer enough for a complete
that's
meal.
A beautiful
that'll
gift.
Get you drinks, appetizers, an entree, and a good time.
Right on. Yeah. So you talked about some of the specials here. We got about another minute and a half remaining before we unfortunately have to say goodbye. But when we do say goodbye, that lets us finish our lamb. But anyway, hours of operation up here at Knox.
Let's go Monday through Thursday, 11:30 for lunch, and the kitchen closes at night for dinner at 10 o'clock. Friday, Saturday, the kitchen stays open till 11:30, and then Sunday we offer brunch at 10 a.m.
Okay,
and that kitchen closes at 9:30 at night as well.
Yeah, people are raving about the brunch, too. Again, a great brunch in the foothills here. And again, this time of year, enjoying that al fresco, always a lot of fun.
We do have bottomless mimosas, $16 all you can drink.
Now, be careful when you say that.
It's there.
I'm going to cut deep into your profit potential, let me just say. I love the bottomless mimosas, and I love your entire program here.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for hosting us here. Website address for everybody to learn more?
KnoxTucson.com.
And that's Knox with an X, N-O-X.
N-O-X, Tucson.com.
Tucson.com. And you've got such a great, vibrant, and growing Facebook community as well. Always some great photos and some great imagery that you think sort of speak to what the Knox experience is all about. Check out Knox on Facebook, on Twitter. I think you're even on Instagram.
We are, yeah.
Do that. and you are going to want to make reservations the following evening, because this is a wonderful place. Anyway, James Dietrich, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours.
Thank you.
And we will say goodbye to Laura Reese, our celebrity co-host. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks
as well.
Thanks for having me.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Laura Reese reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We will see you at Knox.